Welcome to this week's edition of Outdoors Online, a weekly webcast produced by the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. I'm your host, Mike Anderson. My guest this week is Ben Holen, the Aquatic Nuisance Species Coordinator here at Game and Fish. Ben, we're at Lake Sakakawea State Park today. What are you guys doing here?
Today we're performing watercraft inspections. These inspections are a great education tool to use to educate boaters on all things ANS, promoting clean, drain, dry, and also checking watercraft for anything like zebra mussels, Eurasian water milfoil, curly pondweed, or any other ANS that may be attached to watercraft.
What other locations do you guys do these boat inspections at?
We do Lake Sakakawea and the surrounding area. We have various locations on the lake that we send inspectors. We have a crew at Devil's Lake. They also rove around Devil's Lake and do various locations there. They make their way up to Lake Minegoshi. We have an inspector on the Missouri River system in Lake Oahe. And we also have inspectors out of that Valley City area, and they're mainly concentrating on Ashtabula because of the zebra mussels there.
What can an angler or boating recreationist expect when they come off the water and they see one of these boat inspections?
Sure. Inspections are very quick. They take about 3 to 5 minutes. One inspector is going to go through interview questions, and it helps us as a department collect various information. The other inspector will kind of work through boats methodically, check the outside of the hull, underneath the boat, any areas that could contain water or have vegetation or any mussels, and they work through systems. They ask if to make sure that all drain plugs are pulled upon exiting water bodies and make sure that all ANS regulations are in compliance.
One thing we should do is remind our viewers that these are not required. They're all voluntary.
Yep. All our watercraft inspections around the state are voluntary. They only take 3 to 5 minutes, and we've had great cooperation from the public during these inspections and great feedback.
With these uncertain times and the COVID-19 virus, have you guys had to adapt?
Yep, we've adapted in various ways. We follow all COVID-19 guidelines. In the past, we've handed out education material. This year, we're not doing that because we're afraid of the transfer. So hopefully we can get back to that in years to come.
You mentioned a little bit about everybody's been pretty cooperative. What kind of feedback are you getting, Ben?
We're getting great feedback. A lot of anglers are very excited that we're out here protecting our water bodies from ANS. They enjoy the fisheries that we have here in North Dakota and want to keep things the same. So we've had great feedback and very few to none negative comments.
What are you doing with all this information that you collect at these boat inspections?
This information tells us a lot of different things. It first allows the public to give us some feedback as far as ANS. It also allows us to judge risk of water bodies that could be at risk for ANS. Some of the things they asked are if you came from an infested water body, and it gives us a location, an idea where to concentrate our ANS efforts and also our education material to those areas to protect those resources.
Ben, the 2019 legislative session also increased some funding for aquatic nuisance species. Explain that.
Basically, the new funding has allowed us to increase our inspection force, our seasonal inspection force. We basically doubled it this year, and hopefully we can add more seasonal inspectors in the near future. It has allowed our game wardens to concentrate more efforts on ANS. It allows them to have additional time invested in ANS and have the resources they need to perform both roadside checks and just daily checks during their routine.
What are you hoping these water recreationists or boating recreationists or anglers get out of these boat inspections?
Well, I hope they learn a lot about ANS and promoting good habits that prevent ANS. So they're here to, our inspectors are here to answer any ANS questions they have and also promote good habits so that we protect our resources for the future.
A lot of great information, Ben. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
For more information on aquatic nuisance species, visit the Game and Fish Department's website at gf.nd.gov.
For Aquatic Nuisance Species Coordinator Ben Holen and the rest of the staff here at the Game and Fish Department, thanks for joining us for this week's Outdoors Online. We'll see you again next week.